Nama-nama ti nen, tata kata kangga nam, dewa luka nen. Kudu ni yuta syata sasa nen, pembobori, tari ni tari, moluguri, talawari soa.
Welcome to the Lama Yeshe Wisdom Archive Podcast. In these teachings by Lama Zopa Rinpoche given during a Lamrim retreat held at Vajrapani Institute in Boulder Creek, California, from August 20th to 23rd, 2006, Rinpoche explains how everything we experience is merely imputed by our minds by using the example of a child who is too young to speak. If a child doesn't know the name of something, does it exist?
So like this, like this, all the rest of the phenomena, the hell, enlightenment, liberation, samsara, happens from the whole. Every single phenomena is like that. There's a merely gathered, the based, labeled. Due to that, the mere imputation. Then after that, then you have to appear that mere appearance. So there's all this evolution. There's gradual evolution. That the three things doesn't happen at the same time. The thing doesn't happen at the same time. It's very subtle, so you don't. It's very subtle, so we don't. We're not aware that is graduate. You're not aware, so it's very subtle. In a very short time, you see, so we're not aware of the evolution. So, to our hallucinant mind, it appears according to our hallucinant mind. How it appears to be. See, that is the minute when you see that phenomena, for example, going back to the syllables, from the very beginning, you know, seeing that, so forth, rest of the phenomena, like that. And even that, not merely labeled by mind and existing from its own side. So total opposite. No awareness, totally. So first seeing the base, then once the mind, depending on what kind of base you see, then your mind discriminate, label, make up the label. Then third is the appearance to you. So here, basically, in our daily life, the I that we day and night constantly with the I that appears to you, whether it's merely labeled I, whether the I is appearing merely labeled, or whether the I is appearing not merely labeled, but mind, you see. Real one, the sense existing from its own side, whichever way the eye appears, merely labeled or not merely labeled, it's all come from the mind. You can see, and the aggregates. The difference is that other one, the merely labeled one, it exists. Not merely labeled one, the I which appear merely labeled, that which exists. They not appearing, not merely labeled by mind. That's real I, and that is non-existent. Appeared, not merely labeled, that's the hallucination. So that real I is non-existent one. So the difference is that. But both came from the mind, you see. So same, the aggregates, the general aggregates, and the body, mind, whatever the general aggregates, you see, assistant body, mind, the general aggregates, the base to be labeled I. So that, what is merely labeled one which exists, and that which is not merely labeled, see the real one. So both, the which is non-existent, both can cause mind. What ones see appears everywhere, what one see can cause mind. From there down to the atoms of the body, down to the atoms, you see, of the body, and down to the particles of the atoms, and particles of those atoms. So going like that. So all that was merely labeled, and they which appear, they which appeared not merely labeled by mind, or you see. And there was a real atom. I see that particular atom, how about the same? So all came from, say, all those which are non-existent, total non-existent. All that part which are total non-existent, the real atom, real particular atoms, say, really in the sense existing from its own side. So all the all those appearances are hallucination. So it's came from the mind. So completely. And it included consciousness. going back, consciousness from life to life, consciousness from beginning of the relationship with after enlightenment, your consciousness, you know. From beginning to rebirth, after enlightenment, after omniscient mind, there's also life, all the different life consciousness, then this life consciousness. Then I say, how many years this life has, all those part of consciousness, and then the 12 months and all those kinds. Those a month, you know, 1 year, that 12 months. Then that many weeks. So that many days of consciousness, that many hours of consciousness, that many minutes of consciousness, that many seconds of consciousness, then there is a split second of consciousness. So I so that all these may level of the mind, you know, that on the body and mind, the phenomena, that which is formless, colorless, so colorless, shapeless, but which nature perceiving object, which has nature clarity. So that's the base to be labeled mind. So those seconds of consciousness and split second of consciousness are the merely labeled by the mind, you see. Be a little bit of thought, so came from that also, you know, so came from the mind, and there which appeared a real mind in a sense existing, not merely labeled by mind, hallucination, and that real mind, not merely labeled, and so that came from the mind, you see, that projected by the mind, came from the mind. So same forms, sounds, form, ugly form, beautiful form, indifferent form, so whatever form that we see, different color that we see. So it has a form, any shape, any color that we see. So exactly the example before the jigsaw puzzle, the puzzling jigsaw. Jigsaw puzzle, puzzling jigsaw, anyway. The example, the, as I mentioned, can be mind of the, so all these that came from mind, see. If a child, who is not taught the colors of the light. This is white, and this is white. You see, in the road, you see, in the car road, the green light, red light, what was the other one? Yellow light. So anyway, the short one. What? Orange. Oh, okay. isn't it? Orange. Mm. So whatever you say. So anyway, you see, a child, let's think a child. A child, you know, who is not taught, namely colors, you know, child sees that light, you see. The child hasn't labeled it, the green light, red light, you know, these things. The child hasn't labeled, but the child is not yet educated. Their names of those colors, the child is not educated, you see, not taught yet. So I don't know what the child sees. What does the child see? She sees all, everything the same. Yeah. All the different kind of lights. Child see the same. Do you remember when you were a child? How do you see? when you're not taught, you know, those labels. There's no appearance of that this is red color, this is a red light, this is a green light. Doesn't have that. The child doesn't have that appearance that this is a green light, red light, you see. For example, simply a child comes, you know, in the temple and, you know, look at the statues, paintings of Buddhas. So a child who is not taught the names of Buddhas, names of different Buddhas, you see. Well, it's similar. Doesn't appearance, you know, doesn't have appearance. See, that this is a Lama Yeshe statue. Doesn't see that this is a Lama Yeshe statue, you know. Or doesn't say Buddha's mind hasn't labeled, see, that this is a Lama Yeshe statue. Hasn't labeled yet. So there's no appearance. This Lama statue and doesn't see that this is Lama statue. Just statue. Object. See, something, but doesn't see particular Lama. So you see, when the child is introduced, say. The names of the colors, that this green light, that this red light, you see. So forth anyway. then the child, you see, learned the label from somebody. This means red, this means green, this means this, you see. So, doesn't mean that child does not see red light, green light, but the child does not see that this is green light. Child doesn't see that this is red light. Doesn't the appearance this is red light, and that this doesn't the appearance this is a green light. So only if the child giving a thought, the label, then the child might impute, you see, impute the what the child he or she was taught. So then put that label on that object, you see, the color, and believe in that. So I think they have to believe it as well. Then I don't think if you don't believe, in that, what you might label, I don't think. There's appearance. After that, you know, appearing red light, green light. I don't think. If you don't believe it, you know, the label that your mind put, but you didn't believe it. Don't think. But if you can see some examples, you can explain. Yeah, you can explain me. But I don't think to appear. Then there has to be. I think not only your mind put label, but you need to believe in that. So then, only after this, then there's appearance of, see, red light and green light. That this is green light, that this is red light. You see? Then, only after this, then the child see that this is red light. Then the child see that this is red light and that this is green light. Yeah. After the appearance that this is green light, this is red light, then the child see that this is green light, red light, after the appearance. So that means you see what the child see first. Before the child was educated, before the child put the label, what the child sees is the base. That's the base. To be labeled green, to be labeled, you know, red, and so forth, you see. So what we saw ourselves when we're a child, what we saw first, you see, before we educated the labels, that's the base. Then after somebody, you know, introduce you the labels, do your mind follow to that and bring that and put the labels. Your mind made up the labels and bring that. Only after that, as a result, then there's appearance, isn't that? Then you see. So here now, exactly same. You see, the child, you see, first you see something. You see something there, and then you are taught the label. You know, this and that. The light is an example, but all the rest of phenomena. Same when we learn Dharma, when we learn philosophical teachings, when we're learning about sufferings, when we're learning about the path, when we're learning about the qualities of Buddhas, same. That's the same as child, somebody giving an introduction, you know. Somebody teaching the educating you all the labels. See. So same in the school, college, university, the whole thing is learning the lay, you know, holding the. We can say the whole thing is learning. Whole thing is learning labels, studying labels. So sometimes when we learn Dharma. That which we don't know is path, label. So here, now, for the child, is the first see base, then this label, okay? Then this appearance, then you see. So now, exactly the same, so for us, you see. So with the child, you see, without the base, you see. So there's nothing to put the to see, to there's nothing to put the label. It doesn't exist. If you put the label, it doesn't exist. Before the base, if you put the label, if you create the label, it doesn't exist. Whether it's red light or green light or whatever, any phenomenon doesn't exist. So up to, so even there, the base is there, but your mind hasn't met up the label, see, or the see, label is not given. Base is there, but the label is not given yet. And then that is green or red, whatever, so forth. All the rest of the names, whatever, do not exist. So similar what I normally mention, this, when the parents get a child, the association of body-mind aggregates there, but when the parents hasn't decided the name, the mind hasn't decided the name. Name, you know, when the name is not imputed, for example, say, say Jim or something, say, so there's aggregates there, but the Jim doesn't exist that time. even they decide name, but the child is not even conceived yet. They already decided name, what to give if they get a child. So, in case if they get a child. So, there's a story of the Dawa Takpa. You know the one? Dawa Takpa. So, I think it's one Tibetan person. So he thinks it's very poor, and so one day he got big quantity of grain, one big sack, huge sack of grain, you know. He was able to achieve. So now he's able to get a big sack of grain. So he's very happy, see. Oh, he's very, very happy. So this big sack of grain, so he's going to become wealthy, you know, so happy. So he hanged this big sack, of grain in his room, and hang, you see, the ropes to the ceiling, so ceiling or the beams, whatever. Then moon came. It's moon arising that time. So moonlight came through the window. See, so he was thinking. He said, "Oh, I have now this big sack of grain." See, he was very happy. Then he thinks to get married. Then if I get married, I will get a child. What name to give him? So he was thinking, trying to think very hard what name to give. So then he suddenly saw this moon rising, you know, so the moon beam, the beam of moon coming through the window. Oh, now, see, called Dawa Takpa. called Dawa Takpa. So, moon, Takpa is a feminist, moon, feminist. So suddenly he saw the beams of the moon through the, you know, light of the moon come to the window in the room. See. So then he remembered, oh, Dawa Takpa called this. He was so excited. He found his name so excited. He got a stick, and then he stood up and danced, you know. He was so happy. And the stick hit the rope, you see. Stick hit the rope, and then the big sack fell on him and died. So anyway, this is side talk anyway. So the one thing, and the level of teachings there. Another thing, I don't know. Must be some, I think, subject in the greater part, or maybe greater part of the middle people being common, or greater part of the lower people common. Probably maybe related to meaningless activity or something like that. So even the parents, they, decide the name, see, the mind, the label name, but the child not even conceived yet. So even so that time the child say that Jim doesn't exist. Even the labels put, but there's no base. I guess you see, Jim doesn't exist that time. So both times see the other way. The gym doesn't exist. There's the base, and there's no, there's no label. The mind hasn't labeled gym. Gym doesn't exist, and then mind has labeled gym, but there's no base. So for that time, gym doesn't exist. So gym came in existence only. So there's the base and mind. The minute the second time the mind is merely embedded, Jim, then Jim came in existence. So here you can see Jim exist, but it's empty. So here you can see, with this simple meditation analysis, you can see nature of the gym is what it is. What it is a merely impeded by mind. Merely imputed one. So it is totally, so that's completely empty of existing problems of society, you see. So the Pasangika's right view, the middle way view, you see, here. So when you see the appearance dependent arising and the emptiness, it's unified. It's one, you see, unified. One phenomena, the emptiness and the appearance dependent arising, it's unified. So here, Jim, the appearance, the dependent arising, the Jim, and emptiness. Unified, there's Jim existing, merely impeded one, and it's empty. So when you realize that is within the three principles of teachings of the Buddha's path, so that then your right view is completed. See? So here, what I was going to say is this: exactly the same for us who knows red light, green light, all this, you see, the labels. Who has already learned, so exactly the same like that, but we're not aware. And the graduate is exactly the same, like the child is there. So first you see the base, then put the label, you see, then appeared, then see. As it happened to child, so same when you see while driving car, so it's a red light. So before your mind labeled red light, labeled red light, the red light should not drive. Should stop. So you are seeing red light come from your mind. Yeah. The red light that you see is come from your mind. That is very important. That's a very important understanding, very important education that's come from one's mind. So what makes your mind to choose the particular label red light? What causes? your mind to say, choose particular, your mind to choose red, particular label, the red, red light. See? What is it? What is it? What causes? If you're putting red light, if you're labeling red light on the red light, if you're labeling red light on the red light, then there's no, then they become endless. Then you have to label red light on that red light. Then you see, on that red light, then you have to label a red light. You know? So, there's endless. So, in the mathematical subject, you see, if the aggregate is the I, if the aggregate itself, based to be labeled I, if that itself is the I, then you label I on the I. If the aggregate itself is I, you know, one is the I, so, then, you see, then what's the point? What's the point to label I on the I? Then becomes endless. That's the debate, what mistake will rise. If the aggregate is the, if, you know, aggregate is sub the I, that makes sense. If it's already I, then why you label I on the I? You see, it becomes endless. Then you have to label I again. So that's what it said there. So it's the same thing. Normally one label on something which is not, on a base which is not that, you know, which is not the base which is not the label, base which is not that, base which is not the, that label that you should put, you see. That's why the parents giving, that's why parents are taking time what best name to give. Because even the child is conceived, you know, the aggregate is there. If there's already gym from the time of conception, it's already gym. You know? From the time of birth in the womb, it's a conception, then it's already gym. Then why? Oh, why do you need to say, I'll say, then why child or parents, why take so much difficulty to say, looking for best name of the, you know, then there's no purpose to, going through the books, going through the list of the names, you know, books and, what name to be given, you see. So anyway, so there's no meaning, see, all the gym, so, there's no sense, you know. Then it says gym of the gym.
Thank you for listening to the Lama Yeshe Wisdom Archive podcast. May the Buddha Dharma reach all sentient beings. Learn more at www.lamayeshe.com.